안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello, everyone. Welcome to NCYWEE! Let me clear my throat. Okay, I am back after 3 months of not updating. I am very sorry. Though I do say that I did post a story saying that I will be uploading a episode soon, but that soon has never came sooner. Just came like today after 3 months, so almost 3 months. So basically, I'm back for a while, and then I have my final assessments, which later I will talk about it later. And then right now, this topic for today's episode is about minor car accidents. Yes, I have experienced this. This is minor, and it's like my second time experiencing it today. This is my second time, so I'm gonna talk about it later into the episode. So yeah, let's start. So basically about minor car accidents. So I think considered new to driving, because I got my driver license last year, July, if I'm not mistaken. And then I'm kind of new to like this type of thing, like getting into car accidents and whatsoever. So basically, the first car accident that I was in was around this year, March. And then it was a very, very minor accident because how it goes was like, I was going to a family dinner with my family, and then there's basically, so I went to park. I normally reverse park because I'm better in reverse parking. So basically I went to reverse park, and then apparently the size of the parking was small because the cars there is beside the parking spot, like, because the parking spot is between two cars, and then the two cars can't park. I mean the way they park is like so towards the empty space that I want to park in, and then that's the only place of empty space that I saw in the parking lot. So I had no choice, and I had to reverse and park on my car. But as I reversed, I keep looking at the camera because there's a reverse camera, and then looking at the screen, it's like I can't reverse at all. And then I don't know how, because I was panicking because there's so many things happening at one time. Like, for example, my siblings wanting to go off the car when I was, because he wants, because my siblings wants to wait for me after I finish parking, because later I will take a long time because I'm still not used to parking. And then my parent was just guiding me, and then yeah, basically a lot of things are happening. And then when I was moving to the front, because when you reverse park you have to move to the front, drive forward, and then reverse again, right? When I was driving forward, basically I panicked and everything happened. And then I didn't press the oil or gas, whatever. So it didn't go forward very fast, it just goes forward slowly. And then I was unable to react in time, and I just, boom! I knocked the car in front of me. It was just a minor, minor knock, because I was able to hit the brakes as soon as I hit the car. And then, so it's basically just like a minor accident. My car was okay, just that the car plate of one of the letters fall off, that's it. But the car that I knocked or hit on, the car plate just fell down. It was on the floor, on the road, on the floor, and was like, wow. But thank God, it was settled smoothly. Like, telling to the guy, basically we were just telling, and kept on saying that it's actually nothing. You have nothing, like, you don't have many big scratches, just that your car plate. Then we just pay for your car plate instead. Pay 50 ringgit just to help fix your car plate, and that's all. Or 100 ringgit just to pay your car plate number, fix your car plate, and that's all. Because your car that got hit by me doesn't have like a lot of damage, or it's not even defect. It looks very normal, like really normal. It just looks like it's not hit before. Oh my gosh. So basically it's like that. This is the first time. And then when I have my first, like, face this situation, I apologize. That's the first thing I would do. And I cry. Because I was so scared. I was so scared about this, and I like had PTSD from driving. But my family saying that told me that it's okay, you have to learn. Eventually, you'll all face this one day. You might get into an accident one day. It doesn't happen like every time, just happens once. And like, yeah, I hate it, and like I got PTSD, but I end up driving back home from the restaurant. So anyways, yeah, they keep consoling me, telling me that it's fine, it's okay, sometimes you might face this and etc. So okay, so I went to learn and train more for my parking. Right now I'm more stable when it comes to parking. And I've always been like very cautious. But today, this morning, I was late for class. This is because I got into a car accident again. It's so. But the problem is, this is not my fault. Because I was on my own lane, and then this motorcycle just cut through my lane. So no choice, because it was at the roundabout. So when it's at the roundabout, you see the timing. So once the timing is reached and you can go out from the roundabout, like going out to the roundabout, like drive straight, and then once you see the timing, you off obviously will go for it, right? There's no way you'll be waiting for the getting like people to horn you. That's no way. Honk you, that's no way. So basically I saw the opportunity and the timing. The car beside me also did see it. And then I actually saw a motorcycle right next to my right side, on my right side, seeing it coming, driving from my right, going on my right. He's on my right lane. And then after that, I saw the timing. The motorcycle was in front of me, cutting my lane, and I had no choice. I couldn't hit the brakes in time. But it's so, because I was preparing to go, and this motorbike just cut my lane, and I knocked him. GG. That's how you know I'm doomed. So basically, I stopped the car, I went down and talk with him. Had a talk, discuss about the situation, how is it going and what is it going. I basically did ask him, is it okay? Is he okay? Is everything okay? Because it was like in the middle of, it's not in the middle, right? But it's at the roundabout where I wanted to go already. And then I was like, actually, I counted my time that I would be able to reach my university at 8:55, just 5 minutes before going, 5 minutes before starting class. But because of this situation, I was late, like 15 minutes late for class, which is so frustrating. But what to do? Sometimes there's the bad days, right? So basically, I talked with the guy saying that why it's, because I did say it's, I mentioned to him that it's his fault for not looking at my car, because he's the one who cut his lane when I wanted to go. That's the problem. How do I say? I was at my own lane. Basically, I'm correct. But he just cut to my lane, and that's his wrong. That's no way that I have to look for him. Because I didn't know he was on my... It's so sudden. Just suddenly just cut my lane. So I had no time to react or so. Which is so sad. And yeah, I was so scared. I was basically trembling and nervous. Yes, I was basically trembling. But thank God he's okay. Just that his leg, his foot. His foot was okay. It's like nothing. But it's just like, maybe it was, how do I say? His foot maybe got caught, but eventually it's not that fast because I didn't speed up. It's just at a normal speed of a car. So basically it's like very, very minor. You don't see anything on the motorcycle. No defects, no nothing. Only there's defects on my car. And which supposed to be his fault, but I ended up having to pay 30 ringgit for him. Which is, yeah, I was supposed to take the money, but it's fine. I'll take it as I buy a lesson instead of that. And then I did discuss saying that it's his fault. Why would you have to cut your lane? You're on my right, and why would you have to be on my left? And then I did say this and that. Basically, I just say what he's wrong and I'm correct because I am eventually correct. Which I think I did no wrong. I don't know. But I did call my father. And then my father did have a talk to him. Like, have a talk with him through the phone. As I need to have my father to help me to settle because I can't settle this. Yeah, I cannot just do this because I'm not sure because I have no experience at all in this type of situation, what I'm supposed to do. And then my car is the basic specs, having the spare basic specification, which doesn't have a camera, which I can't say anything at all. So I have to use it on my point of view. He also did admit that it's his fault because he cut my lane when I was about to go. But he did say that I didn't look at, like, was not aware of him. I was like, why would I be aware of you when you just cut my lane so sudden and I want to go? You could have stayed on your own lane and just went out of the roundabout, just passed through the roundabout, just went on if you stay on your own lane. And I would stay in my own lane and nothing would have happened. Basically, that's what I think and what I say as my statement. And which he admit that he hear me that I was saying the facts, so thank God. But he did say, like, because his foot, maybe the tire of the motorbike, or when the motorbike fell, his foot got caught, I guess. Then basically, because it's just a minor, very super super minor light accident. And then yeah, basically it's like that. He even mentioned to me that a few days ago he had his accident. And I was so shocked when I heard that he had an accident. And then now it's another accident. So I'm like, how could you be so callous and not learn the lesson? And so basically that's it. And yeah, paid 30 ringgit. I could have claimed money from him just to fix the scratches on my car. Instead of paying him 30 ringgit just to go massage his foot. But it's fine. I will take it as I bought a lesson. So yeah. Now, as I touch about this topic, getting into an accident, car accident. So I've searched up what I should do and I think I will learn about it. And I think I should share it with you guys when you guys face car accidents. And etc. for those who are new to driving or anything. So in Malaysia, there's this company called Carsem, and they put up a statement saying, or like a on their website, like a learning center website, basically telling you what to do or things to do after getting into a car accident. This is from a, do I call it an article? Maybe a short article or maybe a short news blogs, short blog, I guess. Basically, the first step you have to do is stay calm, as you have to assess yourself. Are you injured? If you're not, exit that vehicle and assess the severity of the accident of other parties. If you're at the middle of the road, you can move your vehicle, and so that you can be at the safer location, such as you have to do it at a safer location, like at the side of the road instead of being in the middle. And then after that, secondly, you have to exchange information with the other party, which includes the car registration number, car model, year and color, driver's name, address and phone number, driver's IC and driving license number. If you can take a picture of the damage and other details, like basically if you can, you can take pictures of the damage and other details, basically about the car's damage, or if there's injuries, you can take pictures of the injuries. And then witnesses' name, address and phone number, you can take the information to as well. Thirdly, if you have to see and observe, is the damage severe? Depending on the accident, if you come to an agreement with the other parties on settling the matter, then it could be a minor fender bender. Also note that if your repair costs are under a certain value, you might not have to make an insurance claim. But if it's severe, then you have to proceed to make a police report. Then fourthly is to make a police report. Within 24 hours of an accident, the officer at the police station will inquire the accident and conclude the one who is responsible for the accident and will issue a summon. You must pay the summon within a month. And then fifthly is you can call your insurance company. You can use their assistant hotline as soon as possible. They will ask you about the accident and they will give you advices as well. If it's very, very badly damaged, they will also arrange a tow truck at the nearest authorized panel workshop. And then failing to send your vehicle to an approved workshop may prevent you from claiming any damage from the accident. And sixthly, you can use insurance claim, but it actually depends on how damaged your car is. So for example, for mine, I don't have to claim for insurance, and it's very minor. The seventh step is to claim no claim bonus. Now for the no claim bonus, you should claim from your own insurance company. Actually, I don't know this. And then your claim must exceed the excess cost. The insurance company will then pay the difference. But note that once you have claimed, you will lose your no claim bonus, or NCB. The NCB is the number of years which you have not made claims on your car insurance policy. I have no idea what this is, basically. And then the eighth step, which is the last one, is a choice to engage with a lawyer. This is major accident, then you have to need a lawyer. If it's very minor, then there's no need for all of these steps, especially starting from step four. Yeah, starting from step four actually depends on your situation or your car accident. This is what Carson says, and I think it's similar or normal how Malaysians do it, and following the Malaysian law, I guess, to be honest, Malaysia's law. Actually, I have no idea. I only know that I have to call my parents and my parents will just settle for me. That's all I know. I actually don't know. And then I know the only thing that I know is I have to pay. If I knock someone, I pay. If I don't knock anyone, then I don't pay. So I don't know anything. Basically, because I don't know all of this due to I don't have enough experience and I don't know like all of this. But now, as you go through it, you slowly gain experience, I guess. That's how I think and how I learn, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I just normally, if this happens, I would just take it as I buy as a lesson. I learn from it and I gain experience from it, and I'll be more cautious about it too. Once I think about it, I would be still nervous, and my palm is sweaty. It will like feel sweaty and no energy. Like I'm weak suddenly. So, yeah, I actually got through the first one, the first accident, like first minor accident. I actually went through it, and now I have to went through another one. But this is actually better since I didn't cry. I didn't shed a tear, so this is actually better. Like I'm growing, I'm evolving. I would say I'm evolving, I guess. So, yeah. Always remember to keep yourself calm, because that's the first main point, that you always have to keep yourself calm when anything happens. And that's what I did, basically. So I stayed calm. Once I hit that guy, I just immediately hit the brakes and hit the hazard light, and I check myself, am I okay? Okay, I'm okay. That guy should be okay. So I just went down the car and I asked him whether is it okay, is it okay? And then I start to say his wrongs and my rights. I did also look at this car plate number, which I remember till now. I even sent it to my father, and I also did take the pictures of the damage of my car, basically scratches. I did take photos. Then I continue with my statements and prove my point, basically. So that's what I did. I don't know, it might be wrong, it may be wrong, so please don't follow. Just follow the one that I read out, especially for the Carsome, from the Carsome article or blog. I think that should be better than what I do, because I'm still learning also, and I would also be learning the ways of what the article that I read did. So yeah. But the main point is to stay calm. That's the whole point. And that's the important point too. So yeah. Okay, now moving on to my final assessment. So basically, I did mention earlier in the intro saying that I am back, but I will be gone again later, as I'll be having my final assessments, final assignments for my degree. And then tomorrow I'll be going and or attending. I'll be going and attending to a interview for my scholarship. If you guys have a look or receive any notification from YouTube saying that I post a new video, basically that's my scholarship video, not my normal regular vlog video. I'm still thinking of the content. Basically, I did film a few, but I still have to refilm it or redo it, yeah, somehow, basically, because it's about uni. So yeah, do look forward to it. And yeah, I will be also be planning after I finish my this first semester, year one, semester one, first semester, I would be uploading more episodes. I have the plan to do a certain topics, especially one with my friends, which a different friend group rather than the one that you guys hear or hear appear or see appearing in my podcast episodes. Especially, there's two groups basically. The first one is the Chaotic Talks, that is a different friend group. And another friend group is the Long Chat with Friends version 1 and 2, that is another friend group. So basically, I have another friend group that I would want to do an episode with them. So I'm really looking forward to. And hopefully, I get to record and post it and update for you guys. Yeah, I'm not gonna do any spoilers on what episode that I'll be doing because I want to keep it as a secret. And for my final assignment, it's gonna be like around May and June, and then I have my final assessments from June 5th to June 15th, and then after that, I'll be having my 3 month sem break! Yay! Which I'm so looking forward to, where I may be finding to work part-time, and also upload maybe YouTube videos or podcasts. Yes! And then, I think that's all, I guess. So, yeah. Let's move on to Magic Wishes. Now, moving on to Magic Wishes. So, I don't know whether you can hear any music background because I'm playing music while recording the whole podcast. Yes. I'm using Spotify to play the music. Hopefully, I won't get copyrighted by Spotify. I'm so sorry, Spotify. So, the first magic wish that I want to wish is I wish that everyone can be safe, happy, and healthy. Safe as in from getting sick. And also, safe on the road and safe no matter where you are. Just be safe. Yes. No matter where. Whether you are driving, walking, anything. As long as it has to be safe, then that's okay. It's already enough. So yeah. Second wish. I wish that everyone would have a wonderful day every day. And hope you, even though it's a bad day, it could also be a good day tomorrow, the next day, or it can be a good day after bad things happen in one day. So, yeah. And the last magic wish is I wish that everyone's day could be going smoothly as they want to, especially if you have interviews like I have interviews tomorrow. I hope it can be as smooth as it can be going with the flow very smoothly. If you have presentation to do, then hopefully you can present all of it with your own flow, smoothly, confidently. And if you have meetings or an etc, hopefully everything can go as planned. There's no plan B happening, or there's no sudden events popping up. And yeah, I think that's all. And yeah, let me move to my outro. And yeah. Now for the outro. Thank you guys for listening to today's EP. I don't know whether this EP is actually good. Actually, I don't think so. But because it's been like 3 months and then I still don't get used to it. So it's always like something sudden for me. But yeah, as I promised for a sooner EP. It's not soon, but I did promise of uploading, which I am doing it now. And then thank you guys for listening to my podcast, not only this EP, for the previous EP thank you too, because there's one EP that actually has so many listeners and I really 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 do appreciate it, and it made my day so much because I didn't know it would reach so high. I would never thought about it to reach so high. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. You are loved by Ant, remember that. And yeah, I hope to see you guys in my next EP. Remember to follow me on my IG, my Instagram, as Alia, A-N-T-H-O-N-I-A underscore T-A-N. I also did include my YouTube channel in the description of the episodes and my profile in Spotify. So yeah, please do check it out. My YouTube and Instagram handles are the same. So please do follow, subscribe, like, or watch my videos. Or yeah, basically. So yeah, I'll see you guys in my next EP. So bye bye. 안녕.